Now, big march, big sacrifice. I'm Christopher Cruz. As many as 500,000 people are expected to gather today in Washington for what they're calling the March for Our Lives. Student Alex Wynn survived the shooting at his school in Florida last month.
Everything now is hardwired differently, not only because of what we went through, but because of now. I'm looking at a completely different goal. I'm looking at a completely different future. Everything on February 14th completely changed who I am.
Other gatherings are planned for New York, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Chicago, among other places. A French police officer who traded places with a hostage in a supermarket terror attack is dead. Officials say the hostage taker shouted Allahu Akbar as he burst into the store yesterday in southern France. Three people were killed before police fatally shot the attacker. The officer traded places with a female hostage and left his cell phone on so officers outside could hear what was happening. Craigslist has dropped its personal section.
The Marketplace website says after Congress passed a bill holding websites accountable for sex trafficking, they don't want to take the chance of being shut down. Craigslist says any service can be misused, and they do hope to bring it back one day. Craigslist is extending well wishes, however, to couples who met on their website.
Correspondent Pat Piper, Facebook's co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, apologized this week for letting the data of 50 million of the company's users wind up in the hands of a research firm. But the backlash continues, correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Ironically, the push to delete the social media platform is getting circulated on another social media platform, Twitter. On Friday, Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk received a tweet from someone telling him to delete the SpaceX Facebook page. Soon after, both the SpaceX and Tesla Facebook pages were gone. It wasn't clear if it was a permanent move.
This was one of the worst weeks ever for Facebook stock. It fell 13%. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Well, the National Park Service has again delayed the peak bloom for the cherry blossom. Michael Litterist is with the Park Service.
Everyone's impatient for spring to get here and for the blossoms to get here. The process is unfolding the way it should. It's just been really slowed down by these cold temperatures.
Peak bloom is now scheduled for April 8th through the 12th. The Justice Department is opposing the release of a 911 call connected to the fatal shooting of a Northern Virginia man by U.S. Park Police last year. 25-year-old Bijan Gaisar of McLean died on November 17th after a chase on the George Washington Parkway when he was shot by responding Park Police officers. Authorities say that Gaisar fled after being involved in a crash. In a letter dated March 19th, though, prosecutors investigating the shooting urged Arlington County officials to withhold a release of that 911 call made by an Uber driver involved in the initial crash. Gaisar's family is seeking release of the call and other details. Lawyers for the Gaisar family say the dash cam video of the shooting released in January by Fairfax County Police shows that the Park Police officers overreacted. Authorities say a Virginia man has threatened to shoot his local congressman. Federal prosecutors say in a news release that 69-year-old Wallace Grove Godwin made a threatening statement to staff members at the Virginia Beach office of U.S. Representative Scott Taylor on Thursday. Authorities said that Godwin became frustrated during a discussion about the marijuana policy in the U.S. Godwin is now facing up to 10 years in federal prison. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Beltway Interloop just before John Hanson Highway, just one left lane getting by from a crash. That's also got delays there on the exit ramp for John Hanson if you're trying to head east. Beltway Outer Loop right around Landover, watch for a crash. We've got a couple of lanes taken out through there. Here in the district, tons of street closures for the March of Your Life. The March for Our Lives rally is happening today. Biggest one in the country right here in D.C. And that's got tons of street closures in the area. Just watch for signs. They're already blocking off roadways. Northbound 395 through Virginia at King. That's a construction zone that has you down to just one left lane getting through, and two left lanes are getting by a work zone on southbound 395 at Seminary. The right lane's completely shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Close to 50 to start the work week, mid-50s by midweek. Right now it's fair 34 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-292-8833. That's 800-292-8833. 800-292-8833. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1958, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you letting the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy? Is the return of market volatility impacting your investment plan? Now, more than ever, is a great time to consult your financial advisor. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And the term 24-hour news cycle, President Trump just continues to enhance 24-hour news. So if you kind of tuned out after dinner last night, here are some of the things you missed. Breaking in the 8 o'clock hour last night, President Trump moving ahead with his plan to ban most transgender people from serving in the military with limited exceptions. And that, of course, following up on a proposal he called for last summer. White House issuing the memorandum last night on policies determined by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, stating that transgender people are, quote, disqualified from military service except under limited circumstances. The memo was filed in U.S. District Court in Seattle, and it states that, quote, transgender persons with a history or diagnosis of gender dysphoria, individuals who the policy state may require substantial medical treatment, including medication and surgery, are disqualified from military service except under certain limited circumstances. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders issuing a statement saying that the decision to implement the ban came after extensive study by senior uniformed and civilian leaders, including combat veterans. That's one of the stories that came out last night. The United States has charged 9 Iranians in massive hacking scheme, okay? The Trump administration announcing criminal charges and sanctions Friday night against Iranians accused in a hacking scheme to pilfer sensitive information from hundreds of universities, private companies, and American government agencies. The 9 defendants are accused of working at the behest of the Iranian government-tied Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, hacking the computer systems of about 320 universities in the U.S. and abroad to steal expensive science and engineering research that was then used by the government or sold for profit. That according to the prosecutors. They're accused of breaking into the networks of government organizations such as the Department of Labor, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and the United Nations. Not to mention private sector entities, including technology companies and law and consulting firms. Now, you might not know all this stuff if you were watching CNN for the last week. In the storm of Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. I mean, I gotta tell you, that Anderson Cooper, boy, he's really getting the gets these days, isn't he? I mean, he gets Karen McDougal, and then tomorrow night he's got Stormy Daniels. I mean, what a doubleheader for Anderson Cooper. How proud he must be that he's now interviewing Vladimir Putin. No, Megyn Kelly got Vladimir Putin, right? Yeah, it was Megyn Kelly that talked to Vladimir Putin. Now, Anderson Cooper's got the gossip circuit. I think they should change CNN to GNN, the Gossip News Network. I had a much better one, but Jeff won't let me say it. I should put that in the podcast. Is the podcast subject to taste regulations? Anyway, I'm telling you. I think it's a Media Research Center came out. There was one night, March 7th, between like 5 p.m. and midnight, CNN had 149 minutes of Stormy Daniels coverage in one evening. I mean, that's like 2 hours and a half of nothing but Stormy Daniels, okay? I mean, really, it was consensual, okay? The only news here is how the First Lady handles this. That's the sad part of this whole thing. The rest of it, eh. But, of course, everybody's going to try and make a federal case out of it. Literally, they're trying to make a federal case out of it. Tragic news overnight. Now, you may have heard yesterday that there was a hostage situation and a terror attack in France. And this all happened when the gunman hijacked a vehicle, killed the driver, shot at police officers, and then took hostages in a supermarket. Well, it ended up that 3 people died during the day. There was a police officer who went in and traded his position as a hostage. So they let one of the hostages out. He went in to the supermarket and took up a position. He had his cell phone on. He was unarmed, but at least with the cell phone on, the police outside could hear what was going on. Unfortunately, he was shot, and he died overnight. So, tragedy in France. A gunman who claimed an allegiance to the Islamic State. So that's just some of the breaking news from overnight. Now, that doesn't even scratch the surface of Friday afternoon when President Trump held a press conference. We'll get into some of the audio from that coming up next. And that's just Friday afternoon. I mean, if you look at the week, I've got pages, I mean, literally pages of notes that I made during the week as things we may want to talk about on the Saturday morning update. And we're not going to get to virtually
any of those things this morning. I mean, okay, here's my Friday page. All right, so prior to that, here's what we're going to probably not have much of a chance to get into. The Facebook breach, okay? Now, Senator Kennedy called it kind of creepy. I agree. But companies are data mining internet sites in your cookies and your browser. They're mining that day in and day out. Because this had something to do with the Trump campaign, it's now a global crisis. How much information do you give up on Facebook every day to everybody in the world? There's so many people got your stuff. But, oh my goodness, the Trump organization, or the Trump campaign, I should say, the Trump campaign used some of your personal information. Duh. Everybody's using everybody's information all day long. But it's the Trump campaign, so let's go get them. If they're going to crack down, they have to crack down on all the breaches everywhere. You have no idea. I mean, there's like 30 cookies open when you open Google. There's all these advertising people are watching what you're doing. Okay, so that's one thing we're not really going to get much more into this morning. We will have a chance to talk about DACA. Very latest on that and the relationship to the spending bill. Chuck Schumer was whining about John Bolton. We won't get to that, but we will have some of Adam Schiff's whining about John Bolton. Boy, Schiff is just the poster child for just the obnoxious opposition. I mean, does it get any more obnoxious than that? So we've got that. China tariffs. The China tariffs. We probably won't have a chance to talk about that. The omnibus bill, we will, okay? The Russia, congratulations. Putin, President Trump, you know, misbehaving, supposedly, according to the leak. He wasn't supposed to congratulate him. Big letters, do not congratulate. He congratulated him. We'll talk to Tony Schaefer about that and find out why. Of course, McMaster out, Bolton in. We'll talk about that with Tony Schaefer this morning. $1 billion to the Saudis in weaponry. We're giving $1 billion or selling $1 billion worth of weaponry to the Saudi Arabians. 6,600 TOW missiles. Wow. The Mr. Rogers stamp came out this week. That's big news. Police chief in Chicago is running against Rahm Emanuel. That's fantastic. That is just fantastic. Former police chief in Chicago running against Rahm Emanuel. Now, we haven't even mentioned the march, the big march here in Washington today, and how that will impact your traffic and the cherry blossom traffic. And our own Bob Costantini will be down to give us coverage in the 7 o'clock hour, so we will find out what is going on in the mall. And before I forget, there's legislation out on robocalls and a big campaign this week. You may have seen the news about robocalls, and the FCC is now tackling the issue. So I'm sitting at home yesterday, and I answered one because it looked like a number I might know. Who's at the other end? A telemarketer? A chimney sweep? You get those? You get the carpet cleaning? You get the credit card reduction rates? You get the IRS that's going to throw you in jail? All of these scam robocalls? Well, I got a scam robocall from Mayor Bowser. No, it was her inviting me to the march, along with Eleanor Holmes Norton. So I get this call from Mayor Bowser, because I live in the District of Columbia, inviting me to the march today. So what did I do? I hung the phone up, then I called the mayor's office, and I said, I'm on the do not call list. What are you doing? Of course, it went to voicemail. It was a robo-answer at the mayor's office. But they'll get my voicemail wondering why I'm getting robocalls when I'm on the do not call list from the mayor of the nation's capital. 6:19, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. James Stanley's in the traffic center. What's going on, James?
Thank you very much. Yeah, Rick, and good morning to you. Good morning, everyone, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. 495 Capitol Beltway, the inner loop right before John Hanson Highway. We're down to just one left lane getting through. We've got a crash that has several of those middle and right lanes taken out. The inner loop eastbound ramp to get onto John Hanson also blocked at last check. Beltway outer loop right around Landover. We've got an accident through that stretch. And the Race for Our Lives is in town today, one of the biggest in the country right here in D.C. 9th Street Tunnel shut down. 12th Street, same thing. Pennsylvania Avenue, Constitution. Just a big mess. Expect cones all over the D.C. metro area this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, surprisingly, it looks mostly sunny today with a high of 51. It's nowhere near there now. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 44. Sunshine on Monday with a high of 48. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 50. Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 54. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the overnight low tonight will be 28. It'll be down to 31 tomorrow night and down to 29 on Monday night. So still very cold temperatures. Anybody that wants to get out to the flea market or out to the farmer's market, it's another cold Sunday morning coming up. Probably just sleep in. Anyway, outside in Washington, it's a nippy 31 degrees heading to 51 this afternoon, and it's 6:21 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So the president had the signing of the omnibus bill yesterday in the diplomatic room at the White House. He was not a happy camper. So how disappointed was he in this legislation that hikes the spending up to $1.3 trillion? How torqued was he? Well, for one thing, he asked for a line item veto and to end the filibuster rule. That shows how torqued he was. Another thing that shows how torqued he was basically his opening line in the press conference. As he's standing there with Wilbur Ross, and he's introducing Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, who had an update on some of the tariff information. And the president puts his hand on a stack, not Bibles, a stack of paper. A stack of paper probably about a foot high, which is the omnibus spending bill. So he puts his hand on the stack of papers, and this is what he says.
And then we're going to get on to this ridiculous situation that took place over the last week.
He's holding the omnibus bill and talking about this ridiculous situation that took place over the past week. So he was pretty sore about that. There was one silver lining in this gray cloud of spending, and that was the increase in defense spending. And we will talk with John Gizzi about how the Republicans actually got the Democrats to go along with that. But here's what the president had to say about the defense spending component to the bill.
For the last 8 years, deep defense cuts have undermined our national security. How old are, and they just, if you look at what's taken out, they've hallowed our readiness as a military unit and put America at really grave risk. My highest duty is to keep America safe. Nothing more important. The omnibus bill reverses this dangerous defense. I try to explain to them, you know, the military is for Republicans and Democrats and everybody else. It's for everybody. But we have tremendous opposition to creating really what will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had. We've had that from the Democrats. So if we take something for the military, they want something for, in many cases, things that are really a wasted sum of money. It's not right, and it's very bad for our country.
So he kind of summed it up when he was talking about his disappointment in the $1.3 trillion, but the notion that we do have to fund the military.
While we're very disappointed in the $1.3 trillion, nobody more disappointed than me because the number is so large, it'll start coming down. We had no choice but to fund our military. Because we have to have by far the strongest military in the world. And this will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had.
So he did get like $1.3 billion in there for the wall, so that's going to start. And here's what he had to say about border security.
I want to address the situation on border security, which I call national defense. I call it stopping drugs from pouring across our border. And I call it illegal immigration. It's all of those things. But national defense is a very important two words, because by having a strong border system, including a wall, we are in a position militarily that is very advantageous. We have a lot of money coming to the border, and it will be coming over a period of time. We funded the initial down payment of $1.6 billion. We're going to be starting work literally on Monday on not only some new wall, not enough, but we're working on that very quickly, but also fixing existing walls and existing acceptable fences.
Okay, so that's the border security. Now, DACA, we've heard so much about DACA, how the president gave a deadline for the Congress to act on DACA, which, of course, the Congress has missed the deadline, March 5th. And the narrative out there is that Donald Trump is taking away all of the privileges that were afforded to the Dreamers through the DACA Act, and that, you know, he's the evil villain in all of this. And we're going to talk a little bit later on this morning with the chairman of the Hispanic 100, who's also on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, and give you a little more insight into really what's going on with DACA, the Trump administration, and the Democrats. But the narrative out there is that, of course, Trump's the bad guy and the Democrats are the heroes, whereas the Democrats haven't really taken any action on DACA, and it's all just out there kind of twisting in the wind, leaving, what, 1.8 million Dreamers twisting in the wind? Well, here's what the president had to say.
I can tell you this, and I say this to DACA recipients, that the Republicans are with you. They want to get your situation taken care of. The Democrats fought us. They just fought every single inch of the way. They did not want DACA in this bill.
So that's just some of the highlights of President Trump's conference yesterday. He really didn't take questions, but he did address the media. He had the pool in there, but that was all around the signing of the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill, so the government didn't shut down last night.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can have voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 5/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true?
Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit.
So you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
So, coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, we will talk with John Gizzi. We'll get his read on the personnel changes at the White House this week. We'll also talk to John about the press conference that was held at the White House yesterday. Jennifer Harper will join us next. We'll have a preview of the anti-gun violence march, which is coming to Washington today. Also, we're going to be talking with Jennifer about the deep state. You know, is there a deep state working against Donald Trump? Well, the American public seems to think so, and we'll talk about that next. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is coming up later on this morning. Lots to talk about with Tony. And we will also be talking with Mario Rodriguez from the Hispanic 100, and Bob Costantini is down on the Mall, and we'll get the very latest on the march in Washington today.
It's 630 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Facebook's co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg apologized for 50 million users' data winding up in the hands of a research firm with ties to the Trump campaign. He promised reform, but the backlash continues. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says, even so, some people are already ditching Facebook.
The Delete Facebook movement gained a very well-known supporter. On Friday, someone sent a message to Elon Musk on Twitter that said, quote, delete SpaceX page on Facebook if you're the man, end quote. I didn't realize there was one. Will do, end quote. The reaction to Facebook's handling of users' data that wound up in the hands of research firm Cambridge Analytica produced a sharp backlash from people who make so many aspects of their lives public on the platform. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Despite a ruling from a court, the White House has again announced a policy to ban most transgendered folks from serving in our U.S. military.
A White House memorandum gives the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security some latitude, saying they may exercise their authority to implement any appropriate policies concerning military service by transgender individuals.
The kids are here. The students who survived a Florida high school massacre hope that the march they organized for today in D.C. will draw 500,000 people in protest of gun violence. Stoneman Douglas High School student Emma Gonzalez says she won't let social media attacks stop her.
We're kids. We live in high school. That's bullying central. We know how to, at least, we know how to deal with that stuff. I'm able to laugh it off because that's how I was raised, to not take that stuff seriously.
Australians and overseas Americans are taking part in Sydney's rally to show solidarity with students who are demanding gun control in the U.S. About 100 people, including children, marched in the March for Our Lives support rally. They observed a moment of silence for the 17 killed at the Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida on Valentine's Day. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Lots of street closures here in the district for the March for Our Lives rally. Just watch for the cones. Capitol Beltway, the inner loop right before John Hanson Highway. Just one left lane getting by with a crash. It's also got the John Hanson eastbound ramp from the inner loop shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny this afternoon, high close to 50 degrees, 30 overnight, 45 on Sunday, close to 50 by Monday. Right now it's fair and 36 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's automotive R&D spending. And North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvine's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese's Irvine's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese's Irvine's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvine's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7575. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7575.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business has a well-produced television commercial, but you aren't seeing the ROI needed to justify your investment. With targeted video pre-roll, your produced video can show to the right audience, on the right websites, at the right times, allowing you to avoid TV's changing viewing habits and get real results. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joining us from the Washington Times. She writes inside the Beltway, hello.
Well, good morning.
The anti-gun violence march into Washington and cities around the country this weekend. And you have sort of given us a preview in terms of the size and scope and the reaction of Americans. Tell us what to expect today.
Well, this is quite the doozy, Rick. I was down at the site yesterday, and they have a stage set up there that is completely enormous at the foot of the Capitol. This is going to be a big one today, and heed everything that your local law enforcement folks and everyone else is telling you. But anyway, the March for Our Lives, the big one here is here in D.C., of course. There'll be 835 other marches. You heard that right, 835 other marches around the nation at major cities, lots of little towns, also in about a dozen countries overseas, all throughout Europe, South America, Korea, Australia. They're referring to these as sibling marches. You see, they don't say sister marches, they say sibling marches. Anyway, moving right along, this is a march that is probably one of the best I've ever seen for organization and in terms of branding. They have merchandise you wouldn't believe, T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, hats, infant wear, little onesies that say March for Our Lives on them, all priced between $15 and $30. These are all branded, have the official logo on them and so forth. They have voter registration. They have social media you would not believe. They have a coloring book for kids. They are fundraising for their cause. There will be 9 national artists out there on that enormous stage, including folks like Miley Cyrus and Jennifer Hudson, a couple, Demi Lovato is another one. But, you know, they're really big names in the world. The major partner here is Everytown for Gun Safety in terms of organization and funding for a lot of these things. This is an organization that was giving $5,000 to a lot of the local marches to help them with their operative course, costs. And Everytown for Gun Safety is something that was essentially founded by Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York. Anyway, to move on to a different part of this, how is America reacting to these? Well, just today, there has been a new poll that came out that is revealing that the majority of Americans think that the march will not help the cause to end gun violence and mass shootings. You heard that right. The majority of Americans think it will not help the cause. 52%, in fact, that includes 65% of Republicans, 56% of independents, 33% of Democrats, and also 60% of gun owners think that. About 36% say that the march will help the cause. And, you know, you have to remember that this is a huge event, and it's got a lot of messages in there, a lot of media, just tons and tons of media. And in fact, if you're looking to get media without all the commentary, I know that C-SPAN is going to be covering the march. It begins at noon, essentially goes to 3 o'clock downtown on the Mall. And one other thing, this is coming from, believe it or not, National Public Radio. They're pointing out that school gun violence is, quote, not a growing epidemic. Says the Parkland shooting last month has energized a lot of student activists who are angry and frustrated over gun violence, but it's also contributed to the impression that school shootings are a growing epidemic in America. In truth, they are not. This is from Martin Cast. He's a reporter for the National Public Radio, and he is citing some figures from Northeastern University. A professor of criminology there named James Allen Fox, and he went over all the statistics for a couple of decades to find out that there were more school shootings in the 1990s than there were now. He said there's only usually about one a year on average. And again, he consulted all of the numbers there, which is too early in the morning to go into them. But anyway, Mr. Cast writes that the difference is the impression, the perception that people have. Today we have cell phone recordings of gunfire that play over and over and over again. So it's that impression, and is very different. That's why people think things are a lot worse now, but the statistics say otherwise. Again, that's coming from Martin Cast of National Public Radio. So we got a big spectacle downtown, a big extravaganza, and hopefully something good will come out of it.
I still maintain they need to address the issue of bullying that is often the trigger that takes a kid who is an outcast and who is made fun of and pushes them over the edge. And I'm not hearing that discussed very much in any of this dialogue.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rick. That's definitely something that needs to be addressed. It's interesting, too, that First Lady Melania Trump, that was one of her main causes. And, you know, speaking of that, it's interesting, too, to note that down in Dallas, there is a mega church, the First Baptist Church of Dallas. They have 13,000 members. They are staging a march tomorrow. Their march is called the March for Eternal Life because it's Palm Sunday. So interesting kind of cultural and spiritual sideline to all of this.
So we'll change gears. Revelations over the past few weeks about what's been going on at the highest levels of the FBI. And a lot of people are calling it the deep state. And the president has come out very vocally about it. How is that being interpreted by the American public? Are they sensing that there could be something amiss here? You always have a pulse on the polls.
Yes, I always have a pulse on the polls, or words to that effect. In fact, there's been lots of talk about a deep state or a shadow government that has been at work against President Trump and his administration since before he was elected. This has gone on, and lots of news reports, a lot of op-eds and so forth. But somebody, a pollster, finally asked Americans whether they think there is a deep state. This is coming from Monmouth University. And they say the term deep state refers to possible existence of a group of unelected government and military officials who secretly manipulate or direct national policy. Again, this is an academic poll. They found that 74% of Americans said that the deep state exists. How about that? And this
wow.
is a sentiment. Yeah, how about that? Three-fourths of Americans think the deep state exists. That was their word. And this is a sentiment that was almost identical, Rick, through multiple demographics, a very unusual phenomenon there, including all political and ideological persuasions among men, women, among all age and income groups. It's kind of deeper than we think. And according to Patrick Murray, he's the director of the Monmouth poll, he says, we usually expect opinions on the operation of government to shift depending on which party is in charge, but there's an ominous feeling by Democrats and Republicans alike that a deep state of unelected operatives are pulling the levers of power. How about that? And just taking it a little beyond that, this is also, again, coming from a Monmouth poll. They say fully 8 in 10 Americans believe that the U.S. government currently monitors or spies on the activities of American citizens, including a majority, 53%, who say this activity is widespread. And Mr. Murray says, this is a worrisome finding. The strength of our government relies on public faith and protecting our freedoms, which is not particularly robust, and it's not a Democratic or Republican issue. This concern spans the political spectrum. So interesting findings at the end of a very complicated week.
Another major Republican successful fundraiser in the nation's capital this week, and that on the heels, of course, of the loss of the congressional seat in Pennsylvania to Connor Lamb. Media would have you think that the Republicans are going to lose big later on this year, but what do the numbers say?
Well, let's just talk about the really basic numbers. You know, again, when everything gets really complicated, I always tell everybody, go to the numbers and see what the numbers are like. And according to the numbers, the Republicans have a financial war chest that you wouldn't believe. It reflects that they still have a lot of support out there, and certainly that is not part of the media narrative right now, which made the spending bill look like a deceit. I mean, it goes on and on. It's very melodramatic. But again, let's go to the numbers here, and we'll just cite one about the ever-growing war chest of the Republican National Committee. Again, in February, they broke a fundraising record. They brought in $12.8 million in February. Their total donations so far in the election cycle, $157.7 million. They have no debt, zero debt. And the Democratic National Committee has about half of that. And they have, I think, somewhere around $8 million in debt. I can't quite remember. But Chairwoman Rona Romney McDaniel, she's crediting unwavering public support for President Trump's pro-growth agenda and a formidable ground game. I mean, they are out there in 25 different states and growing with, you know, voter outreach, very imaginative stuff. A lot of this micro-targeting that you hear, they know very, very well who the potential voters are. And according to Mrs. McDaniel, this is what she says, the party is identifying our likely voters, our persuadable voters, and then building an organization as to how we're going to turn them out. This gives us an advantage over the Democrats. So that's just a small reality check. They got a lot of money, and they've got a lot of ground game, and they also have a mission. So that's very helpful this year.
Well, as it's springtime, June will be upon us very soon, which means weddings. The June wedding. So what's new in weddings this year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had to report this to you and to all our listeners when I found this out. This is the latest trend around our young brides, our young and hip brides. What they are doing this, as they anticipate their wedding, Rick, the old-fashioned engagement ring is just that, old-fashioned. Now they have what they call the dermal diamond piercing. You heard that right, this early in the morning. This is what they're doing. They are now putting a piercing into a girl's engagement ring finger on her left hand and putting a little titanium anchor in there and anchoring the diamond directly into her skin. There you go. So we have young women now are now getting a diamond embedded in their ring finger in a ceremonial piercing. This is how it goes. A piercing artist marks the spot with a pen, cleans with alcohol and iodine, uses a tool to remove a small patch of skin, and then inserts an anchor made of titanium or gold. This is according to WCBS in New York City, which has been covering this along with quite a few other news organizations. The whole process takes about 10 minutes, costs about $100 for the piercing. Of course, the diamond is extra. Healing, Rick, on the dermal diamond piercing for your engagement diamond Healing takes up to 20 weeks, and the site must be cleaned 2 to 3 times daily. And a Manhattan dermatologist is now warning people that the underlying tendons could be damaged and that there could be a real danger should the embedded diamond snag on your clothing or something else. Again, I kind of hope this trend doesn't stick around too long, but if you're curious, pictures of ladies who have done this are all online. You can just Google diamond piercing engagement ring, and you will get a picture with their quite often interesting manicures as well. But anyway, that's your marriage news for today, Rick.
Well, I just looked it up, and there's the picture, and tattooed on the forehead is the word knucklehead. So that's, that's very interesting, Jennifer.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Never know what you'll find inside the Beltway with Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you, as always.
Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a good weekend.
We'll try. It's 10 of 7 on the Saturday morning update. Let's get the very latest on the traffic situation around Washington, which is going to be dicey today with a run and a march and the Cherry Blossom Festival. James, what is going on?
Hey, Rick, thank you and good morning. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Here in the district, the March for Our Lives rally is happening, and that is causing big delays already with lots of street closures, including the 9th and 12th Street tunnels, Pennsylvania, Constitution. Just a big mess. Just watch for the cones out and about this morning. Southbound on Seminary, 2 left lanes getting by a work zone on 395. This is right past Seminary. And on the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop right before John Hanson Highway, just a left lane getting by. Right lane's taken out. Ramp for John Hanson also from the eastbound lane's blocked for a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's cold out there again this morning, even though we're a couple of days into spring. We'll be up around 51 by the afternoon and some sunshine. Cloudy overnight, though, down to 29. Clouds tomorrow only up to 45. Sunshine Monday with a high of 48, and our overnight lows for the next couple of days hovering just below freezing. Right now it is 30 degrees in Washington. We're going up to 51, and we are at 651 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So Adam Schiff is a guy we all love, I tell you. The Democratic congressman from California, head guy on the Democratic side of the House Intel Committee, who he's the guy that had the circumstantial evidence of collusion that he was so proud that he had about a year ago. We have never seen that, I don't think, but he had that Russia collusion that he was ready to, you know, get the president out. But we've never seen that circumstantial evidence. Well, Schiff is talking, of course, about John Bolton this week. He's on with Rachel Maddow. And here are the warm words that Adam Schiff had for the incoming National Security Advisor, John Bolton.
I think Bolton is not only a bad choice, it's honestly difficult to consider a worse choice.
I can consider a worse choice. Adam Schiff would have been a worse choice than John Bolton. And a whole lot of other people would have been worse choices than John Bolton. But Schiff continued.
This is someone who's likely to exaggerate the dangerous impulses of the president towards belligerence, his proclivity to act without thinking, and his love of conspiracy theories.
Listen to Schiff. Okay, play that one more time. And when you hear this again, Schiff is the guy who has been exaggerating collusion for the last year plus. He's been exaggerating collusion, and Schiff's the guy with all the conspiracy theories about collusion and Russia and the Trump campaign. So just listen to Schiff complaining about exaggerations and conspiracy theories again.
This is someone who's likely to exaggerate the dangerous impulses of the president towards belligerence, his proclivity to act without thinking, and his love of conspiracy theories.
I'm glad you got that spit out okay there, buddy. The funny thing about Schiff is he thinks we are dumb enough to believe this stuff. I mean, he thinks that we actually believe what he says. So in a few minutes, we're going to get our old buddy Joe Biden on for you. We'll have that coming up for you very shortly. But it just cracked me up, the whole thing there with Schiff.
It's just amazing the double standards these guys have out there. Now, 6:30, we have a little news break. So I cruise over to the newsroom to see what's going on CNN and MSNBC. I kid you not, I had Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal on both screens simultaneously at 6:30. I am not exaggerating. I am not kidding you. MSNBC, you know how the bottom of the hour, usually the bottom of the half hour, you know, you hit the big story? Both CNN, MSNBC, 6:30. No, it's not the Trump press conference. It's not the French soldier that was a hero overnight in France who gave his life to get the hostages out of the supermarket. No, they're not covering that. They're not covering the defense spending. They're not covering the Iranians, the 9 Iranians who were indicted for hacking into our universities and government. No, both CNN and MSNBC are running with the lead story, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. You can't make this stuff up.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants, where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. And you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. But reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance Number 557-877.
Larry O'Connor for EMP 180. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ.
Hello, Larry.
So last we spoke, you had lost something crazy. How much?
I'm at 65 pounds lost in about 4.5 months.
You really do look great.
Thank you. It feels great, and it's a little surreal, to be honest.
Oh, how so?
Well, I was a typical guy, right? I'm irresponsible. I don't go to the doctor like ever. I kind of let things go. I found myself in a pretty bad place.
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah. But with my kids, if I saw them doing that, I'd be on their case for being irresponsible, right? And it took me waking up and realizing I needed to treat myself like someone I was responsible for. That is why I am so grateful for EMP 180. They gave me the tools to eat right and get a handle on my own health so I could, one, be healthier for myself, and two, be a better example for my family.
Yeah, that's so true. So do what we did, will you? Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office on the web at emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Preparing for Allergy Season on Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. We were talking about Adam Schiff a moment ago, another of the geniuses in the Democrat Party. Vice President Joe Biden said Tuesday that, well, I'll let him say it himself here. This is talking about President Trump and his infamous comments about grabbing women anytime he pleased. So this is what Joe Biden had to say, right?
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman?
And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
Okay, in 1957, you say you would have taken him out and beaten the hell out of him. Well, you may recall that in the Access Hollywood tape, when Donald Trump made those infamous comments, you can hear Billy Bush in the background. Now, he's not beating the hell out of Donald Trump. He bursts out laughing when Trump made that comment. So the notion that when you were in high school, you would have taken him out and beaten him up, I really don't think so, Joe. But that's the way they do it. The rewrite of history. We always rewrite history when it makes us look good. Coming up, 7 o'clock news with Heather Curtis. And then we are back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Bob Costantini is down on the Mall. We'll get the very latest on the march.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.